Blog Talk Radio. Hey, family, thanks for joining me today on That Show Mental Note. I appreciate you all on this Friday afternoon. Today is September 18th, 2020. I'm skipping up, I guess, a week, guys. Again, thanks for joining me. Today's show, Compassion Me, Please. Compassion Me. I don't know if it's just me, guys, or which is why I want to talk about it today. But every time I click onto social media, every time I turn on the news, it's a bunch of the same exact rhetoric. Me, me, me. Look at me. Listen to me. Let me tell you about this, that, and the other. Let me do the money grab. Let me do the money grab. Or let me do the vote grab. I mean, it is really bugging me out, guys. I cannot understand why there's just so much of the exact same thing being pushed in our face on a day-to-day basis. I understand that now, you know, since the pandemic, that is the only way a lot of people have to reach out for marketing. So they are using social media for that. I do understand it. And, you know, I understand that part of it. I do. However, what I don't understand is at the end of the day, so obvious that it's about the money. It's a money grab. And that bothers me a bit. Because we are in the middle of a pandemic, guys. We are in the middle of a pandemic. And I, you know, and please do not spare me this. Well, you don't have a lot of followers, so maybe that's why you feel that way. I don't have a lot of followers because I don't post a lot. I've been years without being on social media. So, you know, and I don't post a lot of, like, photos of myself or, you know, the normal stuff. You know, I guess if I followed what everyone else is doing, then, you know, my follower thing would pick up. I mean, if I have to say so myself, guys, I'm easy on the eyes. So I don't think I would have a problem with, you know, getting the followers or that sort of thing if I would just post more. But I don't have the fortitude, I guess, to really do it myself. And I've talked about this before. You know, I am in a different chapter in my life now, so I'm going to be getting a team to do that kind of stuff. You know, at the top of the year, probably more so than ever, I will have more of a social media presence. However, but now, you know, I'm just kind of reflecting and taking it all in and really paying attention to what I'm seeing, and basically it's just a bunch of the same stuff. And I just, there again, I said that to say that right now, you know, the title of the show today, Compassion Me, Please. Compassion Me. You know, people are out here still, you know, filing for unemployment, still dying at a high rate. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. The children are trying to go to school online and they're having a hard time. You know, you have parents at home who can't teach. I just got off the phone with a client of mine and, you know, she's up in age. She's taking care of her grandkids and she's saying how her grandbaby is struggling in school now because he can't go to the brick and mortar school. He's having to do it online and she doesn't know how to teach him online. She doesn't even know how to log on. So, you know, it's a struggle out here for some folk. And I think that now more than ever, you know, it would be nice to see a little bit more compassion. That's it. Just a little bit more of how can I help you? You know, how can I help you? You know, it's not all about me, me, me. And guys, there again, you know, I believe in self-promotion and all of that. I really do. But I'm also very aware and very in tune with what is happening now. You know, I just, not too long ago, I guess a month or maybe a couple of months ago, I posted a promo for Mental Note, and it's for the website, mentalnotetv.com. And I posted it, but I realized after posting it that, you know what, maybe now is not really the right time for that, for, you know, just to, just that whole self-promotion. And, you know, although Mental Note is great minds and music, and it's a show for inspiration, money for the mind, you know, it's a show that will teach you how to handle your finances, how to grow, you know, in that area of your life, and just different things, guys. We're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff here on Mental Note, just like we always have. But, of course, it'll be a visual versus just the sound of my voice. And so that's what mentalnotetv.com is. And I just, you know, after posting the promo, I didn't continue to post it because I just thought about the time we're in. And, you know, my heart goes out to people. It really does. And I posted a video earlier today on YouTube, and it's just in conjunction with what I'm talking about now. Compassion me, please. The video, guys, I'm just, you know, there again talking about what I would hope to see more of. Even in this presidential election, I am seeing so much, you know, everything is just so competitive, where it just drains people to even actually look and hear the same stuff over and over and over again. It's like, give me a break. What are you going to do for the people? That's all we want to hear about. We don't want to know about what the other people did, the other party did, that you didn't like or you didn't think it was good. Or no, we want to know, what do you plan on doing for the people? And if you're currently in office, what have you done? What have you done to make people say, you know what, that improved my life, that changed my life, that helped my grandparents, that helped my kids? What are you going to do as it relates to the people? That's what people want to hear about nowadays. They don't want to hear about how, you know, one party says the other party is untrustworthy, and the other party says how one party is just not up on it, you know, they're falling asleep. Don't nobody care about that. It's really, you know, it's really redundant in a sense to continue to use your time to focus on the competition and focus on competing in that way. There is time, you know, we're in a time of pivoting. We're in a time of change. People want to hear and see something that they haven't heard, that they haven't seen. That's where we are. Like this pandemic, we're living in a time where we're seeing things that we have not seen. So we want to see more of that, but in a positive way. What are you going to do for me that has not been done? What can you say to me that has not been said? Where are the solutions? Where are the solutions? Everyone knows what the problems are. We want solutions. We want compassion. We the people, guys. We the people. You know, because on a day-to-day basis, I speak to the general public about, you know, what's on their mind, how they plan on moving themselves and their families forward. That's what I do for a living. So, guys, I speak from that place at, right here on Mental Note. I speak for those folk who cannot speak for themselves, who are just trying to make ends meet or just trying to get to the next level, scraping by, you know, trying to get to the next level. And for those people, you know, they want to know, what can you say to me that I have not already heard? Guys, this is Mental Note. Take some time, think about that, and I'll be right back with more. Hey guys, we have a caller on the line, and I am going to bring them on here. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I just tuned in and all that. I was listening to your show and all that. I just tuned in.
You just tuned in?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you think about the topic, Compassion Me, Please? Have you been listening?
Well, no, yes. I just seen the title, and I just tuned in, so I really didn't get a chance to listen to a lot of your information, but I'm just listening in.
Okay, well, let me just go over a little bit about what we're talking about, and then I would love for you to chime in and just kind of give me your opinion, your mental note on Compassion Me, Please. Basically, today's show is just about how people are feeling in today's society as it relates to social media. Social media, politics, everything is about me. What can you do for me? Look at me. Everything is about the money grab. You know, when you click on the social media and you see photos of people and whatever it is that they're marketing, or, you know, it's always about self. And so my mental note today is, how can we help others? How can we have a little bit of compassion for other people right now? You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
You know, well, people are dying.
In my opinion is, if you're on social media, you know, try to be positive about some things. You know, everybody posting this, posting that. Just try to be positive. You know, negative, you know, when you start having negative posts or whatever, it drains you. So try to be around positive things and try to be encouraging to other people. You know, a lot of times we hear so much stuff on the news. So, you know, if you're posting something, try to post something positive. You know, that's my intake on social media. And then sometimes you don't be on social media. Sometimes a good book will do it. You know what I'm saying? Cut the TV off and the phones off and just read a good book, you know, or listen to some music. You know, sometimes you need a break from social media. That's just my opinion.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. Absolutely. I think definitely more of that, more reading, you know. You have the kids now that are trying to learn, you know, with the computer. And I was just talking about a client of mine, you know, her grandkid needs to get on the computer to learn, and she has no idea how to even use the computer.
Right.
So, yeah. So, you know, we're just living in a time, I think, where people are really getting away from the fundamentals of, you know, what it takes to really just live, you know?
Exactly.
So,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with you. Books are definitely essential.
Yeah, and too much on this TV thing a lot. And, you know, everybody got a TV, phone. If you just, I'm from old school. I grew up around where there was no internet and all that. A good book, or, you know, a conversation. Everybody's texting each other. Leave the phones alone.
I hate text.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, you can write. Remember, I don't know if you remember, back in the days, we wrote letters, you know, little notes. Now, you next door to somebody, you texting. So sometimes a good letter is good. If you're dating or in a relationship or whatever the case might be, write a letter. That's not going to hurt because it's personal. It has, you know, feelings to it. So that's my intake on it, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Very good one. You know, I believe that's a very good one. I really appreciate you calling into the show because, you know, and just from a male's perspective, because as a female, to get a written letter is everything. Because no one does that.
You have to nowadays. That's how you keep that relationship or a friendship or whatever the case might be, you know, spicy or whatever the case might be. But you have to take it back from the old school when grandma and granddaddy was, you know, living that, you know, that's when love was love, you know what I'm saying? But nowadays,
everything
got phones.
Everything is so
surface
nowadays, though, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So
everything is so surface.
We need to just, it depends on who you're dealing with, too, you know what I'm saying? What you bring to the table, it depends on, you know, how you present yourself. This is what I want. But, you know, just, you have to have your own thing, you know. Sometimes you just need, away from the TV and all that stuff. Just do you, you know what I'm saying? So, but I like this topic. I like this. And I think you should do it more. I just tuned in, and I have a radio show myself. So, you know, I'm familiar with this. But I like the way you present this. I like that.
Okay, well, thanks again for joining us. And I'm going to get ready to wrap up the show, guys. This has been A Mental Note. Compassion me, please. Thanks again for tuning in. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Until we speak
Amen.
Again. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.